This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Yes, you guys, it is my honor to introduce the very funny human beings, one of the best podcasts on the planet. It's Dynamic Banter with Steve and Mike. Keep it going.
Hi, everyone. All right.
How's everybody doing tonight? It's a little hot.
This one's a little.
Damn it, I was going to do a whole, like, motorcycle accident bit. That's not funny. Don't laugh at that.
That's not. Why did you want to do that?
Because I just thought it'd be funny to, like, see how long I could keep the stuff on. Hey, guys, welcome to Dynamic Banter Live! How's everybody doing?
We need to get acclimated to the room. This is still a little... I mean, this one's kind of... As far as these go, this one's a little... You know what I mean? It's getting worse. I feel like it's getting worse. You pointed at that one like, use that one, idiot. I'm good.
Why don't you use that? You want to switch?
Yeah, but this one is here. You know what I'm saying?
I get it.
That one's all the way over there, you know.
For those of you that are listening to this on their phones or what have you, Mike is having a microphone problem.
Yeah.
And it's really funny if you're here.
And if you're not, and you're not laughing, shame on you.
Yeah, shame on you.
Because you had a lot of warning to get here. There's this one dude, who's the dude who asked me for tickets today? That's you? You got into the front row? All right.
I respect that.
Yo, this dude was like, I was like, hey, there's only a couple tickets left. And this dude was like, do you have one? Can you save me one? Because I'm driving right now and I can't get it. I was like, motherfucker, you had like 4 weeks. All these people got this shit.
How long have you known? How long have you known?
Guy at the same table as him. When did you get tickets?
Today.
You got tickets today. Still pretty good. Earlier today?
Yeah.
Pretty good. Pretty good foresight.
Let's just play a little game and we'll find out who got the tickets first.
Let's play that old game, who got the tickets first?
Who got the tickets first? The audience throws suggestions and we do a whole scene about it.
All right, if you think you got tickets first, raise your hand. No one. Oh, a couple people back there.
Being bashful, huh? Good.
When'd you guys get tickets?
First 2 minutes, I got an email because it was the wrong date.
Yeah, you're definitely first. You know when you see someone's text before they could fix the fuck up? That's what that guy did with these tickets.
Now, I have to ask you something pretty important, Mike, because this has been... I don't think you like this joke. I don't think you like this bit.
Was it the tape thing?
No. No, I know you didn't like that. I know you didn't like that.
Is it the motorcycle accident?
This one I don't think you like.
Okay.
What's up with the 3-hour show on the ticket page?
Who the fuck pays attention to the ending time of the
Someone
show?
Someone did. Someone tweeted at me.
I hope that person's not here. Did you tweet? Get out. Hey, time's up.
I have a quick question.
This is going to be a 3-hour show. What do you think? This is a fucking Ice Capades? Do you listen to the podcast? It's an hour.
I mean, usually you put something down on a page for a show. You gotta make good on what you put on the page for the show.
I'll be here for 3 hours.
Mike and Steve.
I will personally be here for 3 hours. Steve has the place to be.
I'm saying it doesn't matter did you put it in there to just fuck with people?
No, I don't give a shit about what the ending time of the show is. When I'm done, you could leave.
I think.
Or before. I don't give a shit. You're already here.
All right, I've got a question. I've got an important question. And seriously, no jokes. We don't need bits.
Do you guys think motorcycle accidents
are funny? That's all I want to know. There was a funny motorcycle accident in Dumb and Dumber. I love that scene. Who here actually was sure this was going to be a 3-hour show? Okay, this guy. Okay. Are you disappointed?
Mike said he's staying until 10:30.
Yeah, see?
He did say that.
Like, I got someplace to be.
All right, I mean, look, I'm going to go home as soon as this is done.
Good plan. That's a good plan.
This is the second live dynamic banter we've done.
Technically. The second live one here.
Well, I guess that's true. How about this? How about let's just say... let me ask you this one. What if we say this is the third live dynamic banter?
Fine. I don't think it matters just as much.
All right. As if welcome to the third live dynamic banter. How many of you guys have been to all of them so far? Any of you been to all of them? Ryan. Is that Ryan Faroki? Hell yeah, dog. That's our boy, Ryan.
Ryan shows up to everything.
Hell yeah, Ryan.
Ryan bought a ticket, and I texted Steve, and I was like, Ryan's coming. And he'd be like, I'd be worried if Ryan didn't show up.
Whose water is this?
For those of you listening at home, Steve had held up a water. Got to keep him into
Ryan,
it.
Ryan, have you moved to L.A. yet?
2 days.
In 2 days? Congratulations, baby boy.
Congratulations.
You're moving to the City of Angels.
On three, we're going to say Ryan's going to make it. 1, 2, 3.
Ryan's going to make it. That's good.
Anyway, this has been nice.
Yeah, thanks for coming out, guys.
Okay, what do you guys want to do for 3 hours? He's really done. What, do you get a hot sauce? Anybody want this hot sauce? It used to be on shawarma, but now it's on your table.
So,
we don't have anything prepared to talk about.
No, we never do, though. We don't prepare anything.
Can I tell you what I don't like?
What?
Sitting shoulder to shoulder with you like
really
this.
You don't like it?
No.
But I didn't want to, like, we talked about this last time.
No, I fully understand why you don't want to. I'm telling you that in the same universe that exists, I don't like sitting next to you like this.
I just think it's rude to just not face the audience. That's all.
I mean, even now, when I'm looking at you.
Here's an easier way. You want to get comfortable? Lean back and do one of these. Hey, buddy.
Then we look, then people are going to have pictures from tonight and be like, we paid money to see those two pieces of shit lounge around
lazy
on stage
bastards.
Like this. We look like shitty magicians when we do with all this.
A couple all right. of tired boys.
Who wants to be in two pieces? Who wants to see me pull a lot of streamers on my mouth?
Do you guys want to? You guys want to hear one of these new text bits?
Steve has a new thing that he does. What is the light for?
You don't need the lights. Oh, you're saying to do this?
Put your mic in. Mike.
Put your mic in.
Plug my mic in.
Push it. Give it a push.
It's been in. Is it not? Have I not said anything yet? Should I use a different?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you should.
No, I'll get up.
Do you want me to wait for you to...
No. I was hoping maybe you'd do it. Oh, okay.
Mike's doing a tech bit for those of you listening to the podcast. Okay, so I got a new... Now he's doing a mic stand bit. And it's pretty good, actually. I'll give him credit. That's a good bit.
It's not enjoyable unless you're in the front
row. Do you want me to scooch?
No, please don't.
All right. Just trying to be a gentleman. Oh, here it is. I knew this day. Too many horns, huh? Okay. So Mike and I had a discussion earlier today. And here's the text thread via the iPhone's text to speech feature.
And this counts as our guest for today as well.
It's basically like Siri's dad. Okay, here we go. This is a text from me to Mike.
But for real, is their show tonight really 3 hours long?
This is at 10:51 a.m. Because every time I ask him, he always just does a joke answer. So like,
because it's so out of the realm of possibility for this to really be 3 hours long.
I mean,
do you think we're reenacting Sound of Music?
Look, it doesn't matter what I think. It's such an easy thing to fix.
I guess.
That it shouldn't even be. I don't know. Whatever.
I'll fix it right now.
Fix it right now. Yeah, yeah. Fix it for the next
guys,
one.
Guys, check your tickets in a couple minutes.
Okay, here's Elliot, Jesus. Here's Mike's response. Fucking
that's a
Valley
Freudian
folk.
Slip. If you want to have a podcast with Elliot, just have a podcast.
No,
with
I just
Elliot.
I see Elliot every goddamn day of my life now.
Why is he wearing hats now, you think?
I don't like the stupid hat he wore the other day. I'll tell him to his face.
He looks like the softest hunter.
Dude, we did a whole thing about it. We had a stream. Who was on the stream? Who watched the stream where we were
Same
making fun
guy.
Of Elliot?
You show up late to the stream, you piece of shit.
I said, so Elliot looked like somebody's southern dad. And I said he looked like someone that would have a drawer full of spark plugs. What's that? Oh, he's got some extra. Yeah, you never know.
Wait a minute, what you need? Because I got this drawer.
Yeah. I also said he looks like the kind of guy that has a collection of precious coins.
Commemorative coins.
Okay, so I asked Mike, but for real, is our show tonight really 3 hours long? And then this was his response.
No, dude. Elliot and Eric will do 10 minutes. Then we do our show and we're done.
Okay. This is pretty... Finally, not a joke answer.
Elliot's sick, by the way. I got
Elliot
sick
was
of
gonna come.
Hearing the same question. I figure I got to give you a real answer at some point.
And so I said...
Hi, Hulk.
I don't know why it switched to a female voice. And then I added...
Haha, okay. Oh, sorry.
That's okay. And then I added...
Just checking, beep, 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 beep.
And then Mike said,
what the fuck are we going to do for 3 hours?
Oh, that Mike guy is so different when he's not on stage.
And then he immediately sent this.
Jack-o'-lantern, jack-o'-lantern, jack-o'-lantern. Jack-o'-lantern.
It's just four jack-o'-lanterns. You all right?
Oh, I'm great.
Okay.
I would love to text with me. Is that vain? I think we'd have a really good time.
But my response to what the fuck are we going to do for 3 hours was this.
Geese.
Again, a female voice for that one.
Geese.
Here's now it's going to get a little personal here, guys. This Mike then asked me
What's
this.
Your social security
number? Mike asked me this.
Do you have any cash?
pretty run-of-the-mill conversation. So
I'd say so. And I said...
No, but I can get some.
This one's pretty interesting, right? And then I said...
How much?
And then Mike said,
it's gonna be $145 for the room plus recording, which I believe is $60.
Holy shit.
We double check those figures in the back.
And I said,
no fucking way.
It's so agreeable to a point.
And then Mike said,
to what part?
And I can't get it to read this. It wants to do an Apple Pay thing, but I said, to the $60. And then I said,
I don't have that kind of money.
And then Mike said,
this is what it takes to make it in Hollywood.
Ryan?
Take notes, Ryan. And then I
you
said,
you got 60 bucks?
And then I said,
I'm moving back to New Zealand.
And then Mike said,
do you want to make it or do you want to break it?
The motivational speech from your phone. Do you want to make it or do you want to break it?
There was a first draft of WALL-E that sounded just like that. And then I said,
what if I want to break it and make it?
I want to break it and make it. And then Mike said,
you'll never be able to make it if you can't even break it.
There it is.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Now, by a show of hands, who feels like they've gotten their money's worth already?
Who likes the sauces I brought out? Do you know what kind of sauce that is? I believe it's tahini sauce.
Are you allergic to that?
Are you familiar with tahini sauce? Oh, it's a delicious white sauce. It goes on a, what do they call it? Like a shawarma or like a gyro. Am I saying that right?
Tahini sauce?
Tahini, right?
How do you spell that?
T-A-H-I-N-I, I think.
We'll see. Tahini sauce. Good job, Steve.
Did I get it?
It's a lovely white sauce, says right here. It's a lovely white sauce. Also known as Ardre.
Eric Ardre?
Eric Ardre.
Ardre 3000?
Ardre the Giant.
We just created three free brands for tahini companies. Run with it. Get your tahini going.
Do you know what it's made from, Steve?
I don't. Can I guess?
You may.
Is it like, I want to say like maybe like a Greek yogurt base or maybe like a sour cream?
Those words aren't in here.
Okay. Is there B.O. in it?
Does smell like there could be, Steve. I asked
what
them,
is in it? Tell me what's in it.
When you got okay, my beautiful wife Zoya is here.
Which one's that?
She opened the show with her announcer voice.
She opened the doors?
She opened the door with her voice.
Beautiful. I gotta find me one of those.
What if all the Alexas were Zoya's voice? You're like, Alexa, play a podcast, and Zoya was like, I'm working. Play your own fucking podcast. But you guys were like, we're gonna step out. We haven't eaten yet today. We're gonna go grab something
to eat. Yeah, Zoe and I walked
down the
aisle.
And then you came back with what had to be the smelliest decision of all the decisions.
Yeah, well, we.
And then background behind this curtain smells like farts. Pulling back the wall.
Well, it's interesting because you guys know some food smells like farts.
By round of applause, you guys know.
By round of applause. You guys know that, right?
What did I say?
By round of applause?
Is that what I said?
I don't know. Can we get a playback?
Please take the video down for a second. It out so I can hear what I just said.
There's a lot of food that smells. There's a ton of food that smells awful.
Name a couple.
But it tastes good. You really? I think broccoli smells like farts.
Not all the time. Sometimes. Broccoli smells like farts.
Okay. Mr. Instigator. What else smells bad, Julia Fang?
Durian.
Durian smells bad.
Food that smells
also,
like
have
farts.
You guys seen the, don't watch this if you haven't seen it, but there's this, like, don't. I mean, I don't know, whatever, watch it, I don't give a fuck. But there is this, like, canned fish. You guys know what I'm talking about? Anybody know what I'm talking about?
Jalapeno.
It's like the smelliest thing on the planet, apparently. And people do like these YouTube challenge videos where they like, they just open it. They just open the can, and it's like instant gagging. Like everyone's just gagging. It's a nightmare. And there's this one video where it's like a dad doing it with his kids and his wife, and everyone's just barfing all over the place. And the dad's like, oh no, oh no, Aiden, no, oh no. And they're like,
why would you want to?
Daddy, put it away! Put it away!
It's Christmas, Mom!
Why would you do that in lieu of, like, why not just be good at something?
Well, because now that video is great. Like, now I'm going to watch that video anytime I want to laugh.
I mean,
whatever, dude. I get it.
Barf.
Yeah, dude, it's fucked up. Right. Did your dad ever make you barf?
Not on purpose. There's a list.
Dads that made you barf?
A BuzzFeed list.
The top 10 dads that make us barf. Who would be number one on
Mr.
that list?
Mr. Belvedere.
Mr. Belvedere wasn't a dad.
He was someone's dad.
I don't know if that's true. Was he?
Mr. Belvedere?
Does anybody know Mr. Belvedere canon?
I can only look up so many things at once. Somebody hit up Mr. Belvedere.
I don't think Mr. Belvedere was a dad, dude.
He took care of people like a father would.
Well, he certainly was a father figure, yeah, for sure.
Show of hands, who remembers Mr. Belvedere? And don't lie, one person?
Wow, oh my God.
Why do you guys...
Please tell me you remember. Okay, thank God.
Thank you. Why do you guys like us if you don't understand anything that we talk about? I'm going to wait for an answer. I'm here till 10:30.
We got 3 hours left. I want to know who here has listened to the episode of Dynamic Banter where we talk about the polyphonic spree for a bit. You guys have heard it? A lot of you have heard it?
Do you know who that is?
Who knows who the polyphonic spree are? Uh-oh. You guys know who the polyphonic spree is?
Two people. Zoe, are you trying to tell us something?
Mr. Belvedere had a daughter.
Wow. Can we get the confetti? Now is the time for the confetti.
Hey, Zoya, can you check if she's single?
Is there a Mr. Belvedere, Mrs. Belvedere? Good shit.
You guys need to watch Mr. Belvedere. I'm sorry. Like, fuck Full House. Mr. Belvedere is where it's at.
Mr. Belvedere was like most of the members of Full House in one person. There's a BuzzFeed list that's 23 things that smell like your farts. Do you want to go over these?
I love number one.
Number one is your poop. And that is, I hope... I'm not normally this negative. I hope that person got fired for that. Because that is, if we ever did that at SourceFed, that's day one. Oh, you're not even trying to stay here. Your farts smell like your poop. Oh.
Yeah, there must have been that
first
one
day
that
in the writer's room. Oh, 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 your farts.
And everyone's just like, the guy leans over and goes, that's the boss's kids. Good one, dude. Yeah, let's put it in.
Good, that'll be number one.
That's number one.
That should be number one. Very condescending voice.
What's next?
Number two, the person sitting next to you on the train.
Okay.
Why
I'm
would
done
that
with
smell
this
like...
list.
Okay, next
I'm
list.
Done with it. That was not good. That's just... I don't like it.
I don't even want to... I don't want the
smell. Do you guys know of a... What's... Do you know of another food that smells like... That it doesn't smell like... Not that it smells like poop, but do you guys know of another food that smells bad but tastes good? Go ahead back there. This wood has your hand.
Just yell it out. Oh, hold on.
Jesus
Sprouts? We fucked up. We fucked up because we pointed to everyone at once and then we said, yeah, yeah. Go.
Brussels,
we fucked up.
Brussels.
Right? Brussels sprouts smell like farts the whole time?
Just steaming them?
Why do you think they're called that? Did some guy named Jonathan Brussels find them?
You know there's a place called Brussels.
Are they from Brussels? Say that once more. Those right. were Brussels sprouts.
They used to be called stunted Johns.
And but Johns she's right, though. Man. Brussels sprouts smell bad, but taste very good. Isn't it funny that, like, when you're a kid, there's,
put
like...
on the soft music.
Let me get a spotlight. Isn't it funny that, like, there's so many movies when we were kids... Thank you. Funny how there's so many movies. What is this? Where did this? Is this? What is this? Mike?
Steve, hurry up and do a bit because there are spiders.
Okay.
I'm covered
in spiders.
Isn't
it funny that when you're kids, there's movies where like the Brussels sprout, like no kid wants to eat Brussels sprouts, and it's like, ew, Brussels sprouts. But they're like fucking good, right? They're so oh, hell yeah. Now I want some Brussels sprouts.
Dude, I looked up at that and I was like, why is there a babbling brook up
there? Why is there a koi pond up there?
Welcome back to Brussels sprouts, you guys. You guys all know why you're here.
Welcome back to Brussels sprouts. This is a podcast about my children. I'm Jonathan Brussels here. Yeah, man, Brussels sprouts are so good. And Joe Beretta, name drop, he said you can cook Brussels sprouts in such a way that tastes like even like steak.
Interesting.
You've not done that?
I like Brussels sprouts for what they are. I don't want to change them into maybe something.
You just
not.
Eat them raw, like.
Yeah, just raw. I don't wash them or anything. Just.
That's gross, man.
Like I'm dirty, like the roots.
But that's the thing. Like, yes, Zoya and I got stinky food, and ate it back there
in the smallest space.
But I want you to know, Mike, that your inconvenience was our pleasure.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that. I get that a lot.
Yeah, it was delicious, man. It was really good.
Zoe, what else smells like farts, food-wise?
Mike?
Cauliflower smells like... You're a big cauliflower, man.
I love cauliflower.
This is the eighth week in a row we've talked about how much you like cauliflower.
I do really like cauliflower. No joke.
Good. This has been... There is a there's a place down the street from us that does buffalo cauliflower, but they set it up. There's some kind of batter, and they dip it in. It's like buffalo sauce, and they set it up like it's buffalo wings, but it's not buffalo wings. It's just wet cauliflower.
And this has been
this. I realize it didn't really go anywhere.
But it is interesting.
I feel
I'll
like it's deceptive, is what it is. Even if you're ordering it and you read
okay
the menu.
I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it because you know the vegetarians deserve to have something that tastes as close to buffalo wings as possible, right?
The vegetarians, they've given us so much.
They have, man.
Like a headache at a restaurant.
Dirty looks when you're eating shawarma backstage.
Dude, all the vegetarians are the ones in Whole Foods who line up at the wrong register.
Yeah, oh, dude, I know. We experienced that. Look at how dirty my jacket is.
That's all right. It's an old jacket.
No, but it's not supposed to be this dirty.
It's not supposed to have actual dirt on it. What did you do that you were you going around in actual dirt?
I was playing in the muck.
What age is it not acceptable to just have dirt on you anymore?
You know, because when you're an adult.
Well, what's the cutoff? It's like 17. Why do you have actual dirt on you?
Yeah, because you're a kid and you don't question it. You're like, that kid was playing ball.
He was near grass.
Playing ball. Mike, I wanted to tell you this story, but I don't know how to tell. I don't know how to tell this story to you. And everyone listening without it getting dangerously close to like specific details that might not be good details, but I'll do my best to jump around like
I don't know
specifics.
How comforting this is to you, but I'm already kind of zoning out a little bit. So I'm not gonna remember any of the
okay, good, good. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So try not to remember the details of this story, please.
Wow, what a great episode of Dynamic Banter, huh, Mike? Guys, this episode is brought to you by Squarespace. I don't know, just the best way to host and have a website and create it, make it beautiful, turn your idea into a website, showcase your work, blog, or publish your content. Like, you know, you go out. What a great episode of Dynamic Banter. And you know what makes it even better? Oh, I'll tell you, Squarespace. Ooh, and here's something you can do really quick. You can head to, go to, check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And ready when you're ready to launch, when you're ready, hit that launch button. You can use the offer code BANTER to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. that's really easy and awesome, Steve and Mike Falzone. Yeah, I know. So guys, go to squarespace.com for that free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use the offer code BANTER, save 10% off your first purchase. It's easy. You know you want to build a website. You've been wanting to do it forever. You make it about roses. Mike Falzone has a website on Squarespace, and he loves it. You gotta trust that man. Look at that hair. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for this, for listening to this wonderful ad for Squarespace, and thank you, Squarespace, for sponsoring Dynamic Banter. Now, without further ado, let's go back to Dynamic Banter Live, huh? Okay.
So I went to a premiere.
Oh boy, it's gonna be. It's going to be one of these Hollywood types.
And and after the movie, we went to, there was this premiere party, and it just started, and Bree and I went to straight to the restrooms, because, you know, it was a two-hour movie or whatever.
Sounds like a pretty good party.
Sounds like a great party, yeah. And but the movie theater restrooms were loaded up. You know how that goes. As soon as the movie comes out, everyone goes to the fucking bathroom.
You got to get that popcorn out of
it. Yeah, so we were like, let's get it. Let's go straight to the party and we'll just do our pee-pees there. And so we went and it had just started. They just let us in. And so we go straight to where the bathrooms are, and there's this like group of guys hanging out outside the bathrooms. And so I thought that was kind of weird. And I thought, oh, I don't know, maybe they're waiting to get into the men's bathroom. So Brie goes right into the women's bathroom, no problem. And so I go to where the group of guys are, and I'm like, are you guys waiting for something? Can I just go in? And this guy was like, oh, yeah, I'm just waiting for my friend. And so I was like, oh, okay, cool. So I go to the men's bathroom, and I open it, and then instantly this guy comes out, and he's like, no. He goes, no. I'm sorry. No, you can't come in because some of the actresses from the film are using the restroom. In the men's room. And I was like, oh, okay. I was like, cool, all right, whatever, man. I'll stay out of the bathroom, I guess. That's no big deal. Whatever, man. I mean, I don't know why. I don't care, really. And so I was just like, okay, cool, man, whatever. And so I stood off to the side, and like 7 minutes go by. And the guys are kind of like, the guys that were waiting for the bathroom were kind of like looking at each other. We're all looking at each other like, all right. Then the eighth minute goes by, and finally, one actress comes out, and she goes, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, everybody. So sorry. Anyway, party. And then she walks away, and then this entourage of four guys in suits follow her out. Don't you ill me. You don't know what's happening.
It's the same guy from all the other bits.
It was probably like her entourage or something. I don't know, like PR people or something. Like it wasn't like an open event where like a celebrity needed to be like have security or something. It was you know, invite only, like lockdown party. So it wasn't.
So they're poop lookouts.
It must have been. So
I gotta bring four of my best poop lookouts. It's
so,
a premiere.
Anyway, these guys leave and they go, great, you guys can go in now. And so I was the first one in, and instantly, you know what I'm going for here. You know where I'm going next. Instantly, the worst poop smell. Like, ever. Like, it hit me in the face. Like, Trisha Hershberger used to lay these disgusting farts in the writer's room at SourceFed. This was nothing. That was nothing. This was like fucking crazy.
Like when you haven't shit in a week.
Yeah.
And it's just like sedimentary shit. Like when you go to the museum and you can see how the earth has been.
And you see the bones, the layer with like dinosaur bones. Yeah,
there's
like
there's a miner.
He's only 13. So anyway,
wait a minute.
I do my business. I do my business, and I'm thinking about this actress the whole time. And wash my hands.
Humble brag.
Like you do. And then I came out, and Bree was waiting for me, and she's like, what the hell took so long? I was like, oh, I'll tell you what took so fucking long. And I told her exactly what happened, and she was like, no. She didn't do that. She didn't take a shit at the premiere party, like, right away. And I was like, what? Well, what do you think happened? Someone else took a shit before that, and then she
and
went
she
in.
She took credit for it.
Well, and for like for 8 minutes, they tried to figure out who shit in there or something. Yeah.
Dude, how much do you need to make the premiere party about you if you're taking credit for somebody else's shit? Oh, you like the movie too, huh? Well, you're gonna love this.
The Oscars have a new category. And stinkiest premiere party shit goes to. No, but like Bree and I got into this like argument about it. Like she was definitely like insisting that there's no way this actress took a shit in the men's bathroom.
Why would you lie about that?
Yeah, and I was like, well, I was just like, why are you defending this person first of all that you don't even know?
First of all, do you love me?
And second of all, it's like. It's perfectly normal that during the entire movie, this woman had to poop.
Yeah, she's seen it.
And she couldn't wait to go poop in the premiere party bathroom.
Yeah.
And then Brie was like, well, she was wearing like a ball gown and she looked gorgeous. Maybe that's why it took so long for her. Like, she probably just peed. So, like, there were all of these, like, pretty decent counterpoints to, like, me being pretty sure it was her. But I think I told Brie, so like, whatever, we stopped talking about it, we had a great time. And then a couple of days later,
was there a point where she was like, hey, can we just put this behind us and have a great time?
Hey, can we just drop it and have a nice time? No, it was just whatever. But then like literally like today, like during the day, I like called Brie up and I was like talking to her for a bit and I was like, hey, before you go, I just need you to know that I'm gonna go ahead and say for sure she took a shit in that bathroom, and that's just that. So I hope we're cool. And she was just like, no, she didn't. She didn't shit. And I was like, I honestly, you can go ahead and believe what you wanna believe. I'm going to believe what I believe. I mean, I was there. I'm sorry. That's what happened.
Yeah.
And so she's like,
I've never lied to you before. This would be a weird jumping off point.
But the thing is it's like, it couldn't even be me lying. Like, what would the lie be? Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Like, I don't know. It was just like, I mean, look, I will go ahead and say this. Maybe she didn't shit. Maybe. But she probably did. That's where I end on that.
Why is it, what's the disconnect? Why is it not okay to have a horrible shit every now and then?
I guess it's like one of those things where it's like, I mean, again, I don't want to get too deep into details because then you'll know who I'm talking about and I don't really care to get that out there.
Okay.
But, you know, Brie was just like, she's amazing and she's got grace and, you know, and it's like, she wouldn't go shit in the boys' bathroom.
Isn't this kind of the problem that we're in?
But it is in
nowadays.
Like, you
if
don't
she
wanna
has grace, she would never shit. Meanwhile, she's by herself, like, I got grace. I can never shit.
Well, I was thinking...
Let her shit is all I'm saying. Let her shit and let her be, like, disappointed in the smell. You ever fart in your car and you're instantly mad at yourself? That's the first thing. You fart in your car like, God damn it, it's a Prius C. Why did I do that?
You know what,
there's
Mike?
Nowhere to go. Ventilation's no good.
Like, whether you care to, like, admit it or accept this or not, there are still people in 2018.
This year.
That are like, I don't poop. I don't poop. I don't even poop. I don't even fart.
Well, those people
nothing comes out of my
are
butt.
Aliens trying to blend in like humans.
And but that I mean, doesn't you know, obviously we know they poop, but it's like, you know, there's just some people that aren't comfortable talking about it.
Can we fade up the lights just a little bit? Is there anyone in this room who hasn't taken a shit at some point and been like, what? Who did that come out of? Anyone surprised by their shits at any point in their entire life? None of you are going to raise your hand? No. It's too late now. Turn these lights off.
Well, see, that's the thing. That's the thing, Mike. Like, we can talk about poop freely because we're weirdos. And
is
we're,
that a shameful thing?
It's just not. I mean, you don't. There isn't poop talk, like,
welcome
on the
back to
internet.
Poop talk.
There is no poop talk. Are you bringing up a picture of poop for
him? What would you do if it was just the actress's headshot? And real quick, not to give anything away.
Yeah, dude, no one really, like, it's really kind of, I mean, I wouldn't say taboo, but it is, like, weird to talk in detail about poop. Like, only children and, like, weirdos do that.
Or people who are ultra comfortable.
I mean, we're ultra comfortable with it, and we can talk about it. In fact, I get poop pics from, like, most of my friends. Do you guys... Not?
Do you guys get poop pics from Steve's friends?
Raise your hand if you've gotten a real poop pic. Okay, mostly guys. There's a girl.
The shameful, like,
okay, okay.
I get them. I get
that's
them
what I'm
the
saying.
Time.
It's like, it's a little rare, a little taboo.
That
little
getting shit pictures and
shit
talking
pics.
About times where you pooped are in two different worlds.
I think it goes hand in hand. I think it's all about being...
Should be anywhere near your hand.
I think it's being... Well, that's why you wash them. But it's really, like, all about kind of, again, the category of poop in general that you kind of, like... but anyway, I totally witnessed that person's poop. And also, like, why did it go into the guy's bathroom to do it?
Because... It's so bad that you gotta blame it on a guy, because that's what society tells
us. And I mean, I don't know. Maybe girls are like this too. I wouldn't know. I'm not one. But when
you
I,
know, your bathrooms are fucking disgusting, girls.
Well, sometimes
you know,
sure.
Hey, girls, you been to a concert? You've been to the girls' bathroom at a Garth Brooks concert?
Barf Brooks.
Barf Brooks. The worst Garbage Pail Kid ever. Barf Brooks.
Yeah, man. I think it's, yeah, it probably is one of those things where it's like, dudes are gross. I could drop a bomb in here and nobody's going to really care. but you do in the ladies' room and they'll be like, oh, did you see who shit over there?
Oh, no.
You know who shit in there?
Oh, somebody sucked all the grace out of the woman's bathroom with their bomb shits.
Anyway, so
our
yeah,
sponsor
that's what
is Bomb Shits.
Today's sponsor is Bomb Shits.
Do we have a sponsor, or are you gonna do it afterwards?
Yeah. Well, I'll add it in the once
oh
I have
boy.
The files or something.
We're in big trouble.
So anyway, you got anything to talk about, Mike?
Not really. What do we got? 3 hours left.
Well,
I wanted to talk a little bit about. Did everybody see the new Cloverfield movie? Yeah. Can we talk about it a little bit?
Did
is there any like?
Did you not see it, or you didn't like it?
I didn't see it.
Okay.
You want to go out and watch it real quick? They have it playing on a loop.
Here, let me put on my Netflix here, and you just watch it.
Oh, Oscar has, like, he has headphones on in the back, and he's just like, I can't wait until I can join in this conversation. And then he comes back around, and no one's here.
No, I want him to be in here while he's watching it.
He's in the corner of the
yeah.
stage.
What it's scene
like
are you on?
Every once in a while you hear him be like, whoa!
Are you watching the scene with the arm that doesn't make sense?
Are they talking to an arm? Okay, I have a... this is my dissertation. This is my Cloverfield dissertation. And this is everything I think about the
movies. Do you want me to find some music that you can... That I can play along to this?
Yeah. What did you do today?
What kind of music are you thinking about here?
Do you have the Unsolved Mysteries theme song?
Oh yeah, yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. I'm feeling it, baby.
That show used to scare the piss out of me when I was a young man. Cause that guy always foggy, no matter where that guy was. And he would come out and be like, "They still haven't found any of the parts
okay,
of Rebecca." That's the most 90s sound. Cloverfield. I hate it. You gotta turn the music off. It's making me nervous. I'm having a reaction to it.
There's never. Can you pull up this guy's face? Up there is the
Google
host of Unsolved Mysteries.
Unsolved Mystery. He looks like he's wearing somebody else's face. This is
here. Let me brighten it up so you can see. Is the music helping you find it?
The new mystery is where they got that picture from.
Okay, go ahead, Mike.
Okay. Good.
Do you want to stand up for this, or?
I'd rather not. So the Cloverfield.
Is that Mr. Belvedere? I don't think that's the same guy.
We're about 4 bits.
But you
behind.
Can leave that up. It's okay.
Yeah, that's definitely not him. But I like that guy better than
looks
the other
like
guy.
I'm someone's uncle.
Yeah. Can we get all the lights off and just the one spotlight again?
I just want that to be as visible as possible.
Yeah, that's not, I don't know who the fuck that guy is. He's Why does he have one of those can opener rings? What a bro.
He looks like one of those guys that would introduce you to his mustache.
That guy just taught one of those painting classes where a bunch of people get together and they drink wine and they paint the sunset for the first time.
He's probably like, the day when he was taking this picture, he's like, "Honey, I think I'm going to wear the pinky ring."
That guy just took a graceless shit in the bathroom.
All right, I'm all burnt down on that guy. You can leave him out.
We could still have the darkness for that. Thank you so much. Cloverfield Paradox is the newest movie that came out. Right? Are we all on the same page? That movie explains all of the other... What's going on? What is that?
I don't know, man. I don't know why I brought it up here.
You brought that with you?
Yeah, it was on the ground.
Yeah, you brought...
And I put it up
stuff
here.
On the ground.
Yeah.
All right. This movie explains all of the Cloverfield movies in my as what I got from it. Thank you.
Nice work, Mike. That's interesting because that information was in the trailer. But thank you for clarifying.
This movie's going to explain all the other movies.
I love that it's. Can I?
I mean, this
what
is.
What
if
maybe I should read this?
Okay, it's gonna be different.
I just wanna read the title, because this is so far. This is like you did a report.
This happened at maybe 3 o'clock in the morning one night. And I was like, I get it all. But a lot of it's just things that we already know that felt good to type fast. You ever do that? When you know you wanna type? Because it feels good. So you do like your name a bunch. You're like, Mike Falzone. Mike Falzone, enhance, Mike Falzone. Let's try it in caps.
Listen, I won't read the whole thing, but I definitely want to read what it says at the top.
Should I do music?
Yeah. Make it quick, though, because this is not a great bit.
Siri, find royalty-free Unsolved Mysteries music.
Find sound-alike Unsolved Mysteries.
Searching the iTunes store for royalty-free Unsolved Mysteries.
Royalty-free Unsolved Mysteries? That's just anything from the news that hasn't been solved yet. Okay. Let me just read it really quick. The title is "Explaining Cloverfield Paradox" by Mike Falzo. And then the only other thing,
age seven.
The only other thing I want to point out is that amidst all these paragraphs, there's just one line that says, "Why?"
If you were running from someone in the rain in an 80s movie, this song was playing in the background.
Slow motion.
All right, so go ahead, Steve.
No, you can read it. I don't want to.
I think it might be funnier if you read it.
Do you think so?
With me, it's just me seriously talking about the movie.
You can throw in some jokes in there.
Okay, good. So, as we already know, Cloverfield-ish type events take place in different timelines and different dimensions, but we believe that all the crazy shit or chaos stems from this particle accelerator designed to solve the world's energy crisis in a paradoxical timeline.
Right, so the first Cloverfield movie... Very good.
That's one sentence.
I think you need a...
Absolutely.
Punctuation.
Let me introduce you to my friend, Oxford comma.
Who gives a fuck about the Oxford comma? Mike.
Yes.
First of all, great work. And let me sum this up, though. You're saying that, so you're to summarize, the first Cloverfield movie had a monster attack. Mm-hmm. The second Cloverfield movie had an alien invasion. Mm-hmm. And the third one was... The opening of parallel dimensions.
How those monsters came to be in this world that we know.
So the Cloverfield series seems to be about supernatural events like monsters and aliens and such.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Just want to make sure we're all on the same page.
This has been... I heard somebody snort. When this particle accelerator is fired up in space, it causes a rip in the time-space continuum. Sounds like that. As previously predicted by Richard? Stambler's paradoxical news in that news interview.
Yeah, and that guy...
His name wasn't Richard, I don't think. He's like Dan Stambler.
Can I be the teacher that's like, this person doesn't exist?
I got a lot of that.
Mark.
Well, you know what I'm talking about? When they're up in the space station and they're watching the news broadcast and that one guy with a beard who looks like every author that
he
there's ever been.
He was in stuff. He's a character actor. He's in stuff.
Yeah, but he was like, oh, this is going to happen. And then all that shit happens exactly. His last name is Stambler, which was also the last name of John Goodman's character.
In 10 Cloverfield Lane.
10 Cloverfield Lane.
His name's Mark.
Mark?
Mark Stambler?
Yeah.
Are you Mrs. Stambler? Thank you for that.
Which one is named Mark?
The new
John
one.
Goodman or this new man?
The new one.
Okay. New one. What was John Goodman's name?
Howard
Stambler. Thank you,
his
two different
John
people.
Thank you.
He goes by John Goodman.
Finally, we've cleared it up. This has been...
Keeping all this in mind, I believe the following is true. 1-18-08, the object falling into the water at the end of the original Cloverfield movie cannot be the escape pod from Paradox because we see a giant fucking monster pop out of the cloud shortly afterwards, after impact, and we know there was no huge fucking monster on Earth that day.
At least not yet.
Thank you, Mortimer. There's a lot of this that very clearly doesn't need to be said.
Let's hear it, though. Will you say it?
Yeah. If this was 4/27/2007, Rob and his friends would be surprised by the arrival of a giant monster crashing Rob's going-away party because they would have already seen a huge fucking monster fucking up everything in March. Good sentence. All right, pause it for a second. This next section is... this is a good bit. This next section is called the Stambler Effect. None of this is... I don't believe any of the things that I wrote in this section anymore.
Okay, we can skip it.
It's possible relative of John Goodman is the first line.
Okay.
Creator of the basement fart barrel. And lover of overly sugary soda swamp pop, not in game.
The basement fart barrel is my favorite Shel Silverstein poem.
Thank you, Mortimer. Okay, and then it says, the shepherd rips a hole in space-time, smashing together universes, ruining them forever in the past, the present, and the future. Why? That actress that Steve was talking about was the Cloverfield monster.
So she totally shit at the premiere of this movie I went to.
And then she came out, she was like, my bad. So what if she had that voice? It was the monster, yeah. But regular woman voice. So this next section is called Tagrado is Stealing the World's Energy. And this is where it starts to get good. And it's spelled correctly. Stambler.
This guy has no idea what the fuck's going on.
That's okay. That's fine. You're not going to... We got 2.5 more hours, so... Stambler in the ARG explains that CEI is a lie. You know what CEI is? Cloverfield Energy Initiative.
Oh, the Cloverfield Energy Initiative.
Or something Energy Initiative.
Right. Yeah, it's Cloverfield Energy Initiative.
Sure. You remember when people got their bobbleheads?
Yeah, the celestial bobbleheads.
Well, we
did. Ones we didn't get.
We didn't get those, but they came with a pamphlet that was all about CEI.
Yeah. I'm with you, buddy.
Thank you. CEI is a cover-up. It's a cover-up, Steve, for Tagrado stealing all of the Earth's energy. Tidal Wave has been trying to tell us that since 2008. Raise your hand if you still know what I'm talking about. It doesn't matter. I can't see you. Therefore, thank you. Therefore, plunging the Earth into desperate times, which call for...
Desperate measures.
Desperate measures. I have written here.
There should be a show on home HGTV called Desperate Measures. And it's like these guys that build houses.
Yeah. They're hanging upside down, but they have a measuring tape. Like,
hey, Bill, I think this might call for...
He hates it. He hates the show. This part's in quotations, but Mike, I'm still not sure about that part. Shut up. Everything the Stamblers have said has been correct. Please listen to the Stamblers. When they say something, it comes true. This is what I refer to as the Stambler Effect.
Ooh, Mike.
Right?
The Stambler Effect.
The Stambler Effect. Tell your friends that I said it. This next session, next Szechuan chicken... It's called Question Field. This is when I started getting a little loopy. This might be around 4 a.m.
Don't worry, guys. There's 6 more pages.
So this is the part where... Do you remember when we were first talking about 10 Cloverfield Lane, how I was making connections out of everything that there clearly wasn't... I was forcing connections?
We were having fun with it, yeah.
This is that.
Okay.
How do you become the most powerful company in the world? Dare we say overlords?
Ooh.
That's a bit of a stretch. Answer field. Create the problem you profit from solving.
Oh, so you think that they...
Think of it like doctors. Running big Tabasco.
I think you can see that on the way to Las Vegas.
Dude, as hard as I try to write good stand-up, I'll never do anything funnier than Big Tabasco.
Big Tabasco is really good.
Somebody call Netflix and tell them my special is called Big Tabasco. They've been stealing the Earth's energy for years, which runs out in 5, according to the paradoxical timeline. So they designed this particle accelerator to fix the problem and therefore becoming the sole provider of energy, which is super important because there wouldn't be any internet if there was no energy. And they would have... And they wouldn't get away with it, too, if it weren't for those monsters, oops monsters, fucking up everything in the process. But Mike, how do we know Tagarados are the ones behind the CEI and the Shepherd? There's the Tagarado and Bold Futura branding on the outside of the space station. Did you
guys
see that?
There's Bold Futura on the space station?
Bold Futura and Tagarado on the outside spinning part of the space station.
I did see Tagarado inside.
Inside and outside.
Oh, wow.
They got the, I think at one point I write inside and out. this next part is called the Big Red Flash. There's a Big Red Flash.
Guys, there's so much more left.
There's 6 pages. It is written on 2, but they're double-sided. That last person was real upset that they were double sided.
This has been.
Oh. We can skip the Big Red Flash part because no one's on board with that one, anyways. 2 more sections. This one called WW2. Are you just playing another more interesting episode of our podcast? The next film out called Overlord. Tentatively, will show us how Tagarado fucked up World War II. I wonder what side of history the aliens will be on. Why would there...
Excuse
please
me.
Don't drop anything.
I know this is exciting, but please control yourself.
Ask yourselves, why would there be Nazi aliens?
Okay, so before you guys start to get worried about Mike, unless you're already worried about Mike... it has been announced that the next Cloverfield movie, which reportedly has already been shot, is about World War II and Nazi, like, zombies or something.
Nazi something, Steve.
But that's what Mike's talking about.
We'll get to the bottom
of it. He hasn't lost his mind yet.
But why would there be Nazi aliens? Why would aliens have racial and religious bias? It's his favorite song. It's his favorite song. Mortimer. Mortimer. You can't sing Mortimer? Can't sing along with the song. The song doesn't have lyrics. Thank you for your patience. This last section is called Cannonball. Then we can fucking talk about something else. So what fell into the ocean at the end of Cloverfield I, which of course is Roman 4:1? Shut up. I believe this to be a piece of the destroyed Shepherd space station. Years ago, there was a photo taken on the ocean floor that surfaced during the ARG picturing what was believed to be a damaged Tagarado space hoo-ha surrounded by alien life forms.
That's ALF. Surrounded by ALFs.
This thing was surrounded by wet ALFs.
And boy, were they hungry for cats.
The beings, do you remember that photo? It was like black and white.
Oh, yeah, with
and
like you could see the parasites down there.
So the parasites look like the monsters in 10 Cloverfield Lane. You write your dissertation. And so from what I remember, those monsters seem to be searching for something. What if the gigantic monster at the end of Paradox was what they have been searching for?
Okay.
So all of the monsters in 10 Cloverfield Lane were, don't worry, it's over, were searching for something. All of their shit was like search and destroy type shit, right? They had those spaceships and those like
and they were sending the little scouts, yeah.
And I think that they were searching for
the Clovey. You think they were looking for Clovey?
I think so. I think it's a possibility. I'd also like to point out that you don't have to clap if you don't feel like it.
I think they felt like it, and I don't think they would have had they not.
I think they're happy it's done. Thank you for sitting through that. It's very nice of you.
Does anybody have to say that
in a different setting where there was less people.
Does anybody have any questions about Mike's dissertation? Anyone?
Does anyone only have questions about it?
There we are. There's one gentleman standing up.
Sure.
Why?
Exactly.
I was hoping you'd ask that. Did anyone look down to see if the podcast was paused at that point?
Nice work, Mike. I still believe, though, that not just shit on your dissertation.
No, please do, gracefully.
I truly feel like the three movies are just three completely different universes we're seeing, and I think every Cloverfield movie will be a new universe, but everything that happens in those universes, all the strange things, are a result of what happened in the Cloverfield
Paradox. Yeah, that's what I said.
Well, I think at the end of your thing, you said the aliens were looking for Clovey.
Yeah, why can't aliens who are all from one thing?
You think they're all from the same place?
I think so. I think there's just a portal now where they come into more normal places. And so they landed here and they're like, what the fuck is this place? Where's our overlord? And now they're looking for, like, if we were thrown into a different dimension.
Into her dimension.
Into her dimension, wouldn't we immediately start looking for the president? Everything is different. Where's the president? He'll know what to do. Or she'll know what to do, depending on what year.
Very woke.
Very progressive.
All right. Well, I guess...
Zoe, can I have some more water, please?
Yes, yeah, Zoe, can I have water, too?
Did Zoe leave with my car? Zoe, are we still married?
I'll drive you home, Mike.
She didn't say anything.
She said no.
Ah, shit. Does anyone know where I can go to be happy again? Does anyone have any Cloverfield questions that I probably can't answer? I just like talking about it. I don't claim to have any. That was just the dissertation so we could have something to fill up the 3 hours. Are you just watching people's Instagram stories?
Yeah. Milana Weintraub's is really good.
You know what I was doing today? I was watching Instagram stories, and then I was like, fuck, these don't end. They never get to the point where it's like, okay, that's the end of the stories.
How about some History Road, guys? Right? History.
Listen to that bass.
History. Okay. This History Road comes from Robin Thompson. Excuse me. And it says, History Road, a story through song. It starts off H.
What the fuck?
It's just the letter H. And then says, this started out as two pals thinking about making music.
Thank you.
Oh, honey.
I whispered into the microphone.
You have 15 minutes.
Oh, fuck.
You hear that? 50 minutes.
Thank you, Zoe, your sweetheart. Round of applause for Zoe.
Thank you, Zoe. She married me on purpose.
This started out as two pals thinking about making music and then very, very, very quickly turned into something else. Here's some sounds. Okay, whatever that means. And it's there's a link to a file here, History Road, a story through song. Here it comes.
The year was 2038.
Ooh, I can hear you in my headphones.
You're breaking the immersion.
Sorry, start again.
The year was 1987.
That's not what you said the first time.
The year was 12.
Can we just start over?
No.
But you messed up.
I'll edit it in post.
The year was 2006.
No, I didn't like that year.
The year was 2048. Oh, do you remember that game?
Yes, I do.
The year was 1999.
My grandpa died that year.
Okay, sorry, the year was 3000.
Much had changed, but we lived underwater.
And your great-great-great-granddaughter is pretty fine. It was the summer of 69. The years started coming and they didn't stop 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 coming. It was a dark and stormy night. You can tell by the thunder sound effect we added. And apparently there were aliens there too. Man, that was a good party. It was just about midnight. We were headed to the club.
I was wearing my brand new heels.
It was a lawn bowling club, so we were a little overdressed.
You know, my shoes kept getting stuck in the dirt.
So we left. And you wouldn't believe what happened next. BuzzFeed even wrote a story about it. 10 potatoes that looked like Ryan Gosling. We found 10 potatoes that looked like Ryan Gosling. The year was 1845. The Great Famine was about to sweep over Ireland. Beginning in 1845 and lasting for 6 years, the potato famine killed over 1 million men, women, and children in Ireland and caused another 1 million to flee the country. Ireland in the mid-1800s was an agricultural nation populated by 8 million persons who were among the poorest people in the Western world. It's like boom.
Boom?
I put it in the hoop.
Like slam?
Slam! I heard the crowd screaming out, jam.
Jam?
I swear, I'm telling you the facts. Because that's how I beat Shaq.
Holy shit.
All right.
This has been.
That was from Robin Thompson.
It sounded like somebody got trapped in a music store and somebody shut all the lights off and said, you'd find your own way out. What year is it?
All right, cool. So guys, should we do a little open the audience Q&A or something?
We got to be out of here by 10 or else it's an extra $40. So who wants to put a dollar in a pot? And shake it up. Well, let's do two questions, but let's make them...
Just two?
I mean, do you have $40? Because I'm all out of cash.
I don't have any money.
See? See the dilemma?
Okay, this woman has her hand. Oh, what do I
She's
reply to?
She's been thinking about the shit pics for 40 minutes.
She says, she asked, for those listening to the podcast and for people here that couldn't hear, she asked, what do we reply to the shit pics that we'll get? I'll usually just laugh a lot and say like, wow, nice job. Looking healthy. Or like, ooh, you might want to... Maybe you go see the doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eat different.
Eat different, yeah. Thank you for that. Anybody else? Yes, sir, with the mustache.
And beard.
Well,
let's point out one at a time, please.
We haven't heard your question yet. Then we'll mention your beard.
I feel terrible because I forgot her name, but that girl's mom.
The actress that Steve was talking
about? Oh, Heather or something.
Wendy.
Wendy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, man. I mean, I guess I'd tell her to go fuck off. No.
You're a horrible person.
No. I, 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 I think I'd apologize to her, actually. Yeah. And say thank you for letting your daughter listen to our horrible shit podcast.
Yeah, and I would say your daughter will grow out of it pretty soon.
Yeah.
She'll stop listening at some point.
Yeah.
Don't worry. I'm sure she'll be a well-adjusted member of society.
I think we got time for a couple more.
Let's do 10 more questions.
Ms. Beanie.
Is the show really going to be 3 hours?
Do you have a tiny little birthday hat on the very side of your head?
Nice work.
We both had questions for each other.
This man that's sitting down.
I have something for Riggs. Can I give it to you?
Yeah, that's adorable as shit.
What if he came up and he punched you in the face?
I'd be like, I get it. I totally get it. Thank you so much.
Thank you for those.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Don't touch.
That's actually, no one asked for Mortimer's consent before you squeezed me.
Anybody else? Don't be afraid. Yes, sir.
All the way in the back. Thank you for standing.
Is there ever going to be a crossover between Shoot Insects Back?
Ooh. Oh, yeah. I mean,
and what? And Carmen Sandiego? Imagine that. Easiest crossover ever. Where's Carmen Sandiego? I don't know. She didn't text back. This has been History Road.
We've had Will on a couple of times, and actually, I think I'm going to reveal something to you guys. There's a little inside baseball, but based on the analytics of the Dynamic Banter podcast, the episodes that feature Will have the least listens of any Dynamic Banter episode.
Like, so the answer is absolutely not.
Like, by a lot.
Or like, the answer is we have, but you didn't hear it.
It's almost like when you put a YouTube video into unlisted and you send the link to your friends. And when you go to check the video, there's only 4 views. It's kind of like that. But yeah, no, I think so. We've never had Darren on Dynamic Banter.
Wasn't there just an episode, it was just you and Will, you just talk shit about me the whole time? It was like, no thank you.
I don't think that's true.
What?
I think we'll do that for sure.
We do one more?
Let's do one more.
Make it a good, who has Ready? A good one? Who's going to tear up a little bit during their question?
There we go.
Oh, you knew right away. I've been dealing with some stuff. What's your question?
What was that Jack White documentary?
What was the Jack White documentary?
I believe it's called It Might Get Loud. Right? Okay, all right. I thought you knew and you were being a smartass.
Oh, did you not know? Oh, yeah. Well, there it is.
Anybody else? Quick one? No? Yes?
Should I watch Cloverfield Paradox?
No.
Yeah, watch it. It will be a more entertaining version of what I did up here.
Owen's calling me. Let me answer it.
Yeah.
Hey, Owen, you're at Dynamic Banter Live.
Oh, shit. I am fucking...
Everyone can hear you.
I think our heater's broken. It's cold.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for coming out.
Thank you guys so much. You're amazing. A second.
Everybody shut up for a
second. Calm the fuck down. God damn it.
We have one of our sponsors is Quip, and we have this Quip toothbrush. And you guys all got hands. What do you expect me to just give it to you because you have hands? How many of you guys got teeth? So we want to give this out, but we don't really know how to do it.
Yeah.
I would love a trivia question. But I don't know the answer to most
things. Well, who here... Okay, how about who here deserves it the most?
Who has the worst teeth? Let me see your teeth. Dude, this guy's like, ooh, I'm a fucked up mouth.
Whose mouth hurts right now? For sure?
Your mouth hurt?
Your wisdom teeth are coming in? Give her the quip.
But she's going to have less teeth soon.
That's true.
She's wasting
Who's
this on
got
her.
The most teeth? Like, literally, you've got too many teeth. Like, there's an x-ray that's scary of your mouth. And it's got too many teeth. Also, really, you in the back, you're x-ray. Really... Do you really have too many teeth?
Yeah.
Well, can you prove it?
You have five
too teeth many? Total? You have five extra teeth?
How did your words even find the way out of your mouth? Well, then, where do I go?
It's like the maze at the end of The Shining. But it's teeth.
Jack Nicholson is frozen in her mouth.
Yeah. Wait, seriously though, no joke? You have
let
too
me
many
come
teeth?
Up
come
here,
on
let's
up here.
Count your teeth.
You don't have, we
yeah,
don't
like
count your
count
teeth,
your
but
teeth.
Come up here and we'll give you the quick toothbrush.
All right,
toothbrush.
Let's put her x-rays up on the board.
Yeah, come on up. We'll give you the toothbrush.
Do you want this? If you don't want it, you can't have it.
Do you want it?
It's the great, it's like brushing your mouth in space. It's perfect. What's your name?
Brittany,
let's give a hand to Brittany and
great
all her
job,
teeth.
Great job, everybody. Give Brittany a...
Thank you.
What's it like having too many teeth?
It's expensive.
All right. Take care. All right. Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye. Oh, we're going to stick around and say hi and take pictures and shit. Okay? So is that better if we go outside to do that, though?
Outside.
Okay, let's go outside and we'll say hi and shit. Bye, everybody. Thank you for coming.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.